Welcome to TV I Say with Ashley Ray, your go-to podcast for discovering what to watch on TV and getting you closer to the TV shows you love. I'm Ashley Ray, a comedian, writer, and former TV critic, and each week my friends, fellow comedians, actors, writers will drop by to dive into the best TV shows we're all talking about right now. All right, let's get into it.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Kevin Fredericks, welcome to TV Club. Kevin Fredericks, aka Kev on Stage, is an actor, comedian, and content creator who can be seen on BET's new show, Churchy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so glad you could be here. I followed you on Twitter for so long. I have loved your content. Your Spectrum internet commercial, the song gets stuck in my head every other day. I'm just so glad you're here. First, I want to talk about Churchy, your new show that was announced on BET. How does it feel? You have a show.
You know, I don't think it's really set in all the way yet. I'm aware I have a show. I go on BET Plus and I can see it, but it'd be like, oh, snap, that really is me. And people are watching it. You know, yeah. As a creator, you hope for the best, but you never know. We live in a world where people seem to love to destroy things and destroy the people who create them. So yes. I was like, you know, most of the stuff I make doesn't go too far outside of my core, you know, supporters. So there's not, people don't love everything, but it's not usually harshly treated. Yeah. But this was like, I know this is going out wide. So I was just like, whoo, it's like letting kid go to school for the first time. Like, if they get beat up, you can't help them. So yeah. It was kind of like, you know, but you know, you do your best, and to have it out there in the world available for people to see is surreal, is the best way I can describe it.
Yeah. And I think BET Plus is one of those apps that people sleep on. They have had some really, really good shows. And I'm always telling people, you know, you really got to check these shows out because, like, they don't always run them on actual BET. And then people are like, oh, I never heard of this.
Absolutely. And I that's why I'm preaching the gospel of BET Plus, hoping people download it. And watch Churchy, because I agree. I think, you know, the biggest issue is we have so much content and so many apps to stream from. I think people are just like, enough. I've just had enough. So I think it's more app and content fatigue than like they don't want to check new things out. So hopefully this show is up enough people's alley that they are like, okay, let me see what Kev's talking about. And the whole season is only about a Shannon Sharp interview long. So if you have time,
and I know y'all are watching those 3-hour Shannon Sharp
episodes. You can do it. The Club Shay Shay.
Come on, I'm watching
one Shannon Sharp interview. You could be through 7-8 episodes.
You have an amazing cast. I grew up in a Black Baptist church, so I am incredibly excited to dig into this show. What was it like kind of working on, you know, pivoting from all of the internet fame you have? Like, you are a living meme. Like, you, that picture of you, like, out in the club, just like looking like you want to go home. I send that to my friends at least once a week. To go from that to kind of pivoting to having this opportunity on television, you know, we've seen that happen with like Quinta and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were at sort of more of an advantage because you did have that time to kind of figure out your voice and your style, you know, before coming to the national stage?
Yeah, I think so. I think we were talking about this on Twitter. This was a conversation on Twitter a while ago about how, you know, artists used to develop. Right. You, and I'm a stand-up comedian. I know you are as well. You weren't like world famous at first. You were like one club you'd do okay. Then you were like city famous. Then you'd hope to be state famous, then region. Then you maybe like your coast, then nationwide. Like, and a lot of times now people go from relative obscurity to on a global stage.
On a global stage.
Yeah, like overnight. And they haven't had a chance to have the bumps and bruises. So I think taking this amount of time has allowed me to both, you know, get more experience as a creator, also to get some thicker skin. Luckily, that's one of the things the internet is good at. Like, they will tear you up and destroy you and call you everything but a child of God. So even if I get a lot of negative, you know, responses to Churchy, it wouldn't be the first time, you know? So
yeah,
I am grateful that, I believe God allows things to happen in the time they're supposed to happen. And for me, I believe I've been being prepared for this moment for a long time. And, you know, now I just want to capitalize on the opportunity.
Yeah. I call it the Ice Spice syndrome.
Yeah. Which, perfect, you know, example.
I know, offense to Ice Spice. She's fun. She's a fun girl. I like some of her songs, but it wouldn't hurt the girl to be in a boot camp for learning how to dance on a stage.
Listen, it's so funny because she was one of the people in question of the conversation. Like, she went from nowhere, nobody, to like the biggest festival stages and the biggest performances. Like, and if I'm her, I'm taking the bread. But, you know, back in the day, you would be in a garage for 2 years just learning how to dance and give interviews. But the internet has sped that timeline up so fast. But at the same time, if you see the artists who are still doing well, the Ushers and stuff, it's those people who have been developed for a long time, who can still perform at a high clip. You know, a lot of times, a lot of artists don't have the staying power in any industry.
Yeah.
You know, most fans figure out whether you've got the goods for a while. And a lot of people just have a summer, have a hot summer, maybe a hot fall. And then by the time the next summer comes around, there's a new thing or a new person to follow. So I'm grateful that I took a lot longer to arrive, and I'm still kind of arriving now. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. And I think people see it really does make a difference. No, again, no offense to Ice
Spice.
No
offense to Sister Spice.
Although, you know, I am Team Lotto in the beef. I got to give it to Lotto because she can actually rap. She can. That's all I got to say about
it. And the funny thing about Ice Spice, my nieces who are like her age, she is Lil Kim to them.
Yes.
Like, they love her music. You can't tell them nothing. She can do no wrong. So, you know, I feel a little old man yells at cloud, like, in my day, we had real rappers, you know, but.
Yeah, I'm like, in my day, she'd have to have a word on every beat. She couldn't just do this slow talking thing. And my nieces are just like, nah, she's cool though. But she's cool. But we love her. And I'm just
and she
like.
She twerks. And that's sometimes that's all you need.
That's all you need. So I'm glad Churchy is more than that. It's giving us everything. You know, it's giving us the jokes. It's giving us the talent. I'm excited to dig into it.
Thank you.
But this is TV Club. People want to know, what are you watching? What's on your watch list right now?
Right now, I'm all in on anime. I'm enthralled in the whole world. I'm watching Haikyuu. It's a sports anime. I've watched three shonen, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe shonen is the name of the genre or the type. And they were very heavy. I watched Attack on Titan, I watched Death Note, and then I watched Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. So after that, I was like, y'all, what else is available? Because this is death, destruction, heartbreak, and turning children into chimeras. It was too much.
It's too much. So,
yeah, I watched, I finished Way of the House Husband in like a day and a half, but I'm currently watching Haikyuu, and on the side, I'm flirting with One Piece, but Haikyuu is my main show right now.
Yeah, I had a bit of that. I finished Blue-Eyed Samurai, Attack on Titan, obviously, and I was just like, I need something that's just not going to make me sad
or
like question the world. So I dug into Delicious in Dungeon on Netflix.
Okay.
Which is basically just like an anime cooking show where
Slice of life.
It's like the cooking show is this band of misfits who have some powers, and they go into this dungeon where they kill monsters and then they kill the monsters to turn them into food. And so,
okay, not necessarily slice of life, but
it's like they kill this, like, for example, like a mollusk monster, and they figure out how to kill it, and then they're like, oh, we can cook this like oysters, and then it's truly just like slice of life cooking show where he's like showing you how to kill this monster and put it on a plate, and you see them eat it, and it's so just like lighthearted, funny. It's like, I don't have to be worried about the end of the world or what.
That's it.
No, it's just like, oh, what delicious meal are they going to figure out how to cook absolutely in this level of the dungeon?
I need the, like, I was asking on Twitter, I was like, what's the office version of anime? Like, I watched Blue Eye Samurai before I watched Attack on Titan. So up until that point, I was like, oh, this is all this. And then Dragon Ball Z when I was a kid. So I was like, oh, this is all this is, which is cool. But it's a lot in a row, especially when you're binging it. You're like, good grief, man.
Good. Yeah. And I mean, so you binged all of Attack on Titan at once, right?
Yes. Over basically Christmas break. I was like, you know, Hollywood kind of shuts down between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So during that time, I was on like low power mode. I didn't have that many shoots, meetings, or shows. So, man, I mean, one day I didn't even take a shower till like 4 o'clock. I was just like, I was burning through season 3. And also, like, each episode ends in a way that you're like, I gotta, okay, what's next? And I didn't have nothing to do. Like, I had nothing to do after that. So, yeah, I burned through that in like maybe 3 weeks, even if even that. It was crazy.
You were lucky because you burned through it and you like had the timing meet up with the final episode.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it just ended. I thought it ended years ago. It just ended in like November.
Yeah, that's what everyone always thinks. They're like, oh, that show is still going. And I'm like, yeah, so we're waiting for part 3 of the third part of chapter 3, part X3. And that's the final episode, the final episode.
Yeah. Which was basically like a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. It is.
The last two were like movies.
Yeah, where they're like, these are the last episodes. And you're like, this is an hour and a half. This is, what are we doing here? And for me, I watched it up until this last one. I binged all of it about a year ago, watched all of it in very much the same situation. I was in a Christmas haze, like day drinking, nothing to do. Was like, okay, let me get into it. I had a roommate who watched it and I was like, these scary monsters look cool. I want to see them eat people.
Yes.
Next thing I know, I'm dedicating the next like year of my life to just figuring out like, but if they were able to do this to the, you know, Eldians, then why couldn't they have
I mean, I was full on nerding out,
right?
I'm dedicating my heart and soul to the cause. Like, I was full on, and the only reason I didn't nerd out all the way is because I didn't want it to get spoiled.
Yeah,
like it was like Game of Thrones, and when I was, you know, Game of Thrones, I didn't know it was a book. It just came to me as a TV show. So I was like, and there was, you know, Game of Thrones had 800 people in it. So I was like researching, and then stuff got spoiled for me. So I didn't want that to happen on Attack on Titan. So I watched it all. And then I was like, I mean, my algorithm right now is still like the 6 most powerful Titan forms.
Yeah.
27 foreshadowing things you missed.
Yeah.
Did you notice? Like in the necklace, what did Aaron really say to the queen? Yeah. Like, when did he know? It's like,
10 times we knew Mikasa would be the one to end things.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, I'll read every single one. And I'm going to be like, what did I miss about Mikasa? That's my girl.
If technology and the algorithms are going to destroy us, at least along the way, suggest good YouTube videos to me.
Good YouTube.
If you're going to kill us later, fine, I can't stop that.
Right.
But at least suggest me some good YouTube videos.
Some good stuff. And not then there's the bad that are like Attack on Titan ending explained. And they're just like, so in the end, there's war.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, I need a little more detail than this. Can you, like, I need some more insight.
And there was some stuff I missed even about that. Like, I saw the end and the destruction, but I didn't realize when, like, that little kid went into the tree, that's how the whole thing started.
It's how
and I was
the whole thing starts. Yes,
it's happening all over again.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And that's what Aaron knew. So he was just like, man, all I can do is really buy y'all 30 years.
30 years. All I can do is get you some piece, and then somebody's going to walk in and eat the magic thing in their spine, and they're going to be a monster now.
And then we go, I mean, we starting all over Ymir.
Ymir, the descendants of Ymir.
It's all going to, it's a cyclical thing of death and destruction.
Yeah. And I was just like, I love it. Give me more. And
I know. It was so good. I mean, I could not believe I was enjoying the show that much. Like, I was like, I mean, people were like, man, some of the season three was filler. I was like, what?
What? There is no filler.
What are you talking
about?
No
filler on it. No. And I know those are the people who are like, everything with like Historia and the princess, like all of that is useless. And it's like, no, it's not. That's literally how they managed to like turn it into this thing of fascism and Aaron yes. like taking over parody and being able to like do a coup. Like, that's
yes.
all necessary.
You need to know why. And this is what I really like about anime. Two things I like that are not really happening in other mediums. So many characters have their own story and they matter. And also, they introduce new characters very late into shows.
Oh, yeah.
And like Flock, you would think he was there the whole time.
The whole time.
And he was like a very late addition. And he was like very calm at first. And then he was like, a demented Jaegerist, but like he was very late. I'm like, dog, you don't. Most shows, you start with who you're going to end with. But no.
I was like expecting Connie or somebody to take a turn.
Yeah.
No, it's just this new guy who's like, and by the way, I'm here and I'm for real about Aaron. Let's go.
He got that Justin Bieber haircut and was like, never say never. We finna kill everybody.
Right? And he somehow made it across the ocean, got into the hang with a gun. And I'm just like, what, were you hanging on the side of the boat? Like, what?
Absolutely. It was so great,
it
man.
It was so good. And like, so I also love how they like set up these stories that you think really won't pay off. In any other story, it would just be like a one-off or like the person dies, like Connie's mom being turned into a monster. I was like, dude, sorry, your mom is gone for, they never going to do that. Like, she's,
yes.
sorry, but she's a monster who fell on a house forever now. Like, that's just,
yes.
like, and no, they actually give you like the full round thing about like story about that of Connie being like, no, this is actually a thing I'm going to keep working on.
Absolutely. He kept going back over there.
He kept doing it. And I was just like, oh, this is a real, okay, we're taking these characters seriously. This
and
is a
I
whole
thought
world.
He would throw that baby, Falco. I was like,
oh, yeah.
But also, and this is what I really love, who would blame him?
Right.
Like, based on the circumstances, I would feed a little random Eldian baby to my mom.
Yeah, a little Marleyan also, who like hates you and your people anyway. Like, psh, whatever.
The only person I would have fed my mom more was Gabby. She was just deplorable.
Gabby. Oh my gosh. Gabby.
He was Aaron 2.0, but somehow infinitely worse. Because Aaron pissed me off. And I was like, oh my God. I get it, bro. Like, they ate your mom, but now we know that was you
that did that.
But you don't know.
But you had your mom eaten.
You had your mom eaten like a dog on chicken tender.
And not just eaten, but you had her eaten by your dad's first wife. That's cold as hell.
I mean, Real Housewives would never even stoop that much.
Right. And you
your
had your
dad's
wife.
Step, like, she's a royal blood.
Right, and you have her going, eat your mom, like, dude. And then in the future, he's just like, time's a flat circle, yo. Man. Like, did I start all of this and end all of it? Yes, I did. What can you do? Anyway, oceans of blood. Life moves on.
Seriously, he was so... I mean, by the end, he was only shopping at Hot Topic. He was just super emo. He didn't smile at all in the fourth season.
No, he does not smile at all. Like, pretty as soon as he like does the whole undercover thing and Marley, he is just no longer like happy Aaron who's like, I love playing and running with my friends. Like, oh, Mikasa, your scarf's so cool. No, he is just
everybody gotta die, bro, and I gotta kill him.
Yeah, and even when they're like, we still have oh my god, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. Oh my! Their friend, Mikasa and Aaron.
Armin. Yeah.
Armin, who is just like, I know he's still in there. We can still reach the real Aaron, and I'm just like, no, you can't. No,
he's
gone,
do you bro. See?
He's a giant, spiny monster. He's gone. He's not there. Please, Armin, wake up. Stop being so childish.
It's over, man. You are going to have to kill him. If you don't, he will kill everybody.
Everybody.
He told you, y'all gonna have to kill me.
Yeah.
You're going to have, he that's said, the only way. I'm not gonna stop. And I know what I'm doing is wrong.
Yeah, he was like,
I can't stop, won't stop.
He was like, I see everything I did. I see all that's wrong with it. And guess what? Do not care. I'm gonna keep going. And like, then
always forward, keep moving forward. That was his whole thing. He was dead serious about it.
He was 100%.
I might have resolved. Yeah. He was tripping.
He was, yeah. It was a bit much. And then when you consider he did all of this because Zeke, his half-brother, was like, yeah, well, here's my idea. How about we just make it so Eldians can't have kids anymore, and then we'll just be sterilized, and then we all just kind of disappear.
He was like, hell no. Nah. How about we kill the whole world?
How about we kill like 80% of the world actually instead? And I'm just like, is that... I don't know, y'all. Like, I think it would have been okay for just maybe we stare a lot. Maybe we just, you know,
my God,
don't let anybody eat any more of the Titan power so we could just get
rid. Like, nah, bro. I'm killing everybody. People on the other side of the world who have nothing to do with this, I'm killing them because they might retaliate.
They might.
They don't want nobody to even think about it. You ain't even going to have the ability because everybody going to be dead.
Yeah. And then
I'm going to be dead.
I'm going to be dead. And the only people who are going to have any power, anything, the people on Parody. Okay?
Right.
And guess what? They're all crazy Jaegerists now. So it was such a wonderful ending to the series. Because I didn't think they'd be able to nail the finale. I was a little like,
yeah,
where's this going to go? I was expecting some magical, like, and then they find the purity of Aaron's heart and he decides to just like stop and they all go back. And no, they.
That's what I love the most. Because me too, most series are like, even if you hate it, you're like, we understand that people want a happy ending. Attack on Titan was like, the world is not happy. Life sucks. And it often sucks up until the very end. This is what's going to happen here.
Yep.
All the people that Aaron said he's going to kill, he's a man of his... his dad told Zeke, he was like, it's too late.
Yep.
It's over, man. He's going to do everything he said he's going to do.
Yep.
It's done. You won't be able to stop him.
I love that.
It didn't get... It was relentlessly about what it started out about.
Yeah.
It didn't change course and be like...
Never.
And then... They, you know, it was the friends along the way.
Yep. No,
like,
it
nah.
is straight up. Even when you're like, oh, maybe Aaron's dad wasn't that bad. And really, and then you're like, oh, he wasn't that bad. Aaron was bad. Aaron did it. Oh, crap. No, Aaron did every bad thing, actually. And he doesn't care. Like, his dad was straight up like, maybe I shouldn't murder the entire royal family. This could be a bit much. And Aaron's like, no, you got to do it. Do it.
He was dark Kermit. He was like, kill them. You weak if you can't do it, bro. What you gonna let them, bro? You can't be my dad talking like that.
Oh, come
like,
on.
You right. I'm gonna kill children.
Children.
Like, and then you're gonna eat me.
Yeah. It's
what?
Just, it was just Aaron was the baddest baddie the whole time. And then
it's so wild because like for a long time I thought because and this is another thing I love about anime. They don't give you everything up top. They don't even give it to you in the first season. They give it to you when you have to know it. So I was like, when is Aaron's dad coming back? Like he.
Yep.
And then when I realized, I said, oh, no. I remember I was just watching a random episode and I paused it. I said, who did Aaron eat?
Yep.
Once they told us how they ate, I said, hold on.
I was like, wait, then how did.
Well, hold on.
Then who did.
Who and did Aaron start, eat then?
Then you're just, wait, then, but who did he eat?
He did, because like, the way his dad went away to work.
Yeah.
And
you're
he
just
had
like,
the Titan power. Wait, no, no.
You're like,
no.
He like just helped him escape and they, no. And then his dad went back to Marley or something, right? you're like, the dad went back to the other, is he in the house? And then you're like, no, that's. So how they get the powers is he ate his daddy.
He ate his dad.
And it's like.
He doesn't even remember
it. Doesn't even remember. And, I mean, the first time when you like, when Aaron gets eaten and you're like, what? I thought how he's supposed to be the main guy. And you're just like, how is this? And you realize he has the power. It's like.
Man, that was, my youngest son has watched it and I paused it. Cause it takes like 2-3 episodes for it to be fully revealed.
Yeah.
So the show, like Aaron gets eaten and the show's just going on.
Yep. It just
and
keeps
I'm like,
going.
No, time out, y'all. You can't kill. You can't do that.
Just Armin and Mikasa being all sad. And you're just like, guy, wait, like.
You can't do that. You can't.
It breaks all the rules.
It breaks all the. And then my wife, she was watching at that time, but I left her behind. I love her, she was taking too long. And she, at that time, she was like, that Titan looks like Aaron. And I was like, wait, what? She was like, no, look at the Titan. It looks like him. And I was like, that No.
Yeah, I was like, no, this is no. I was no. like, this is some other superhuman. Like, they got the woman Titan, and this like meeting the new Titans is half the fun.
Absolutely. When Annie was revealed, Annie's female Titan, I said, hold on.
I was like,
when she did this, I said, oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
I was like, this changes the rules. What do you mean there are like smart Titans? Like, wait a second.
I freaked out. She was killing people with reckless abandon.
Oh, yeah. When she like goes crazy, like goes Titan inside the walls, I was like, oh, here we go. Oh, and when it's revealed, the walls are made out of the Titans.
I said, when that little piece of wall fell off, I said, cut the show.
I was like, what do you mean the walls are Titans? What? TV, I say.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Nothing is what it seems in that show. And that's why I love it. I feel like it's going to be, I mean, I'm not comparing the other things I'm watching to Attack on Titan. I feel like it's just, for me, it stands in a world of its own. Yeah. And each show that I watch, this is what I love. They all have the thing they are really good at, you know, but Attack on Titan did so many things that I just personally like in shows. Well, like I love Game of Thrones, and When Aaron got killed, it was giving me like Ned Stark.
Yeah.
Like, we'll kill anybody in here.
Anybody,
we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. You can
we
die.
We don't care who you like. And then I probably would have been more emotional if I had watched it in real time. But because I binged it, like, but Hanji's death, I was like, oh my God.
I wanted to talk about
this. She went out like such
this.
A boss.
Hanji's death.
It was tough,
made
man.
Me sob. And Hanji was one of my favorites. When she was, I'm sure you watched the like side episode where she like is.
I didn't watch the OVAs yet.
Okay, you gotta watch the OVAs.
I was saving them for like later because I know I'm gonna want. People told me that like there's a Captain Levi one.
Yes.
And I was like, I just want to save those for like my birthday.
Yeah, that's a yes.
I want to hold on to them because I want to have them off in the distance.
Yeah,
something
like,
that I haven't seen.
There's this psycho episode where Hanji like manages to capture two Titans, and everyone is like, "You're crazy! Kill them!" And she's like, "No, they're my buddies. Like, I got this." And it is made me love her. Her death, you know, it's coming. You know that she can't. And then when it just like when she fights these things, she falls to the ground, and all the other people. And you think for a second, maybe she lives.
Oh.
You're like, maybe she did it, and then she just fell like behind.
That's
them.
What we were like, children. Like maybe
truly,
it was
like
we're like
Hanji.
Simba when he found Mufasa. We're like, Dad, get up.
Get up. Like, I was like, come on, girl. Like, you just fell a bit off of a colossal Titan, but she could be okay.
It's and only then 100 feet in the air.
Like, what? And then you see all the other ghosts start coming out like, hey, girl. And I just started crying. I was like, no. Nah, Hanji, she was so close.
It was her death and then Captain Irwin's speech. And then subsequent death and him smacking the syringe out of Levi's hand.
Yeah.
I said, this animated show, I'm a ball of emotions.
Yeah. It's the way it gets you. And people I know who don't watch animes, I try to tell them, I'm like, it's not like what you, it's not like a Dragon Ball. It will make you question the politics of the world we currently live in.
I was watching Attack on Titan and I was like, I can see similarities to Black people.
Yep.
I can see similarities to what happened in Nazi Germany.
Yep.
I'm like, first of all, they mixed it up enough so it wasn't like completely one person's story.
Yeah.
But I could see how there's conversations about reparations in there, white privilege, like you mad at my ancestors. I said, first of all, we need to pause this and have some discussions.
Right.
Because it covers some real world issues. And this is what I love about great writing. Every character and every group of characters thinks they are right. Yeah. And from their point of view, you don't have to agree with them, but you can see how they got to that point. And yeah. I love when characters, even the villains, and in this show, the villains are the heroes. The heroes are the, like, everybody, they change their mind. Yeah. Everybody's bad. Everybody's good.
Everybody does a terrorism in this show at some point. Okay?
Armin says that early. Yeah. He said people are not good or bad. They are just self-serving.
Yeah.
Self-serving. And I was like, that's really true.
Like, yeah.
But everybody does a terrorism. Because once Armin killed them people, I said, boy, they got you too, Armin.
Exactly. I was like, even Armin is like, fine, let me go blow up a little town then. Like, if that's what I got to do. And it's just... And you know, and like, it's also like, he's like, I saw the children playing and eating ice cream and knew what I would have to do. And it's like, but then when you, so what did you think of like the whole season when they focus on Marley and you see the other side?
I thought it was so good. Like, first of all, it's so interesting. I thought I missed something when I downloaded it. I was right? like, hold on, wait a second. I literally had to go back to see, to make sure. Like, I was like, maybe I missed some episodes. And then I was like, oh, no, I think it's the beginning of the fourth season. They're like, okay, now here's the other world. And they talk about it way early, but they don't say Marley. Like, you just think there's something beyond the walls. But once they start going there, I'm like, oh, my God. Even the Armored Titan, Reiner.
Yeah.
And Berthold, I'm like, okay, I see why y'all. Oh, you know what?
I spent so much time hating them, and by the yes. end, I'm like, Reiner is my boy.
When he was trying to die, and they wouldn't let him. He was like, dog.
He was the one dude. I was like, he just wants to die. Let him die. let him go. Fight. Why y'all sending Hanji? Like, send the dude who's been trying to die for 80 years.
He's been trying to die. He's like 24 at this time. But I thought it was so interesting, like, you know, it was very much hate is taught, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Gabby is Aaron, she's the same person. You see the other side of the coin, and she is now justified,
yeah,
by how she was taught, and then what ends up happening to Marley. It's the same way Aaron was fully justified by what happened to his village, you know what I'm saying? So, but in other mediums, they don't introduce 40 million new people in the final season and not screw it up. Like, it made perfect sense.
But it just made it so much stronger and better to even like know who Berthold's mother was and like his whole family connection and how she was so like embarrassed she had a child with an Eldian and all this stuff.
Yeah,
it was just like, oh, the layers. And it all builds up to this like final confrontation. All of the Marleyans who like escaped on the train are there. They see the like Eldians helping them and defeating Aaron. And then after all of that,
they still want to kill each other.
They still want to kill each other. The Marleyans are still like, pull your guns out. I don't trust them. And the Eldians are like, don't you think if we still had our powers, we would just like kill you right now? Like, what are we doing?
It was really like, that probably would happen in America. After that, they're like, well, now we'll shoot you. Like, did you just see what we did?
It's like, thank you for evening off the playing field. Now we're just going to take you out. Thank you so much. Cool. I do have to ask you, I ask everyone this one question about Attack on Titan. So everything happens. We see, why am I forgetting all of these names?
You can give me any clue.
My main girl, Mikasa, yeah.
Mikasa.
She does all this. She saves the day. All is done. She tells Aaron that her memories, or Armin, that her memories have come back. And he's like, what you going to do, Mikasa? And she goes, I'm going to go back to parody. And then she just is back. How did she get there? How did she get back to parody? How did she, because she got there on a plane, but then how did she go back? Because the plane didn't do it, and they didn't have Titan powers. So how did she get back to parody?
You know, I don't know. I didn't even question it, and now I'm like, how she get back?
It's like everything is, and then it's the one thing where I'm like, but all of the boats and everything were destroyed. So like, where did she?
Oh my God! You know, I have no idea. And I thought they covered everything and every dot,
single thing.
Every, you know, I was dot and T was cross. It's kind of like on Game of Thrones. I can't believe I'm referencing this so much. Towards the end, they were just like, and then John got north of the wall in 20 minutes.
In you're 20 like, minutes,
you
like,
can't do it. It was taking like months to get up there. Like, yeah, but we need him to get there tonight for this time.
For this, so this can work in the plot. And you're like, but season one, this would be like four episodes of just traveling up to the wall. And now all
they were
of a
like,
sudden,
man, shut up. He's here now. Okay. Yeah. We don't have time to do all that.
Okay. Maybe he took a dragon. Who knows? Whatever. He's there.
Right. She needed to be there. So she's there.
So
you know,
she's
time,
there.
The time stuff, man. She did this. And then she was where she needed to be. Just hush about it.
Yeah.
Do you like the show or not?
I choose to believe she, you know, she found like a raft or something and she made
Falco
it work.
Took her. Maybe Falco took her.
They didn't have their powers anymore.
Oh, snap.
See.
Maybe he gave Falco the power specifically to take
just,
her.
Yeah, he was like, that's just, my girl. Just give her a ride. Make
you
sure
got
she's
one
good.
Ride back.
One ride
and
back.
And that's it.
Because everybody else stays in Marley, and then they like go back in the future, and they're like, ooh, I hope the Jaegers don't hate us because we like killed their main dude. But Mikasa is just like, yeah, no, I wasn't afraid of them. I just came back and did my thing.
She walked.
She just walked.
She walked on water. She swam.
Honestly, I can believe it with Mikasa. I can, frankly, with that character, believe that is how it went.
Like, she had a super power up on her ODM gear, and she just, you know, sometimes a Spider-Man game, it's just out there. You don't see what it's connecting to.
And she did it. And she was just swinging over the ocean, and she got back to
unlimited gas. And then she's like, all right, I made it.
So who is your favorite Titan?
Oh, man. Oh, that's good. Okay. I have not been asked this. This is actually my first time talking about it on a podcast. Okay. Okay. I am drawn to the Colossal Titan because he was just so big.
Yeah.
But let me think. Okay. Oh, this is very good. The Colossal Titan was also really hard to beat.
Yeah.
He was just nothing but pure death and destruction.
Yeah, like you couldn't even go near him.
You could not. I gotta feel like, I haven't put much thought into this, but I feel like the female Titan for me, because for me, it was not only the combination of like, Annie's fighting ability, and I did not put that together at all in real time. Trust me.
Same,
I didn't know it until they absolutely told me it. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, well,
when they
okay,
were like, remember when she did the female Titan did Annie's dropkick thing? And I was like,
and
oh.
I was like, that was the same way. But I think Annie, first of all, she never got whooped all the way.
Yeah.
She didn't get beat, and they very rarely got the best of her. But her ability, she was beating the brakes off of Aaron. It was a sight to see. And she probably was my favorite. She had the fighting ability. She had the hardening ability. She had the intelligence. She had the speed. And then she was just dastardly. She turned back into herself. She was killing scouts. She's just flicking them like bugs.
She did not care.
She was kicking people out of the air.
Which I thought was so, because like with the other two, it was so like, but these people, we've been living with them. I feel bad. And Annie was just like, I don't care. I don't die. Oh, did we eat breakfast this morning? I'm kicking you in the face.
She did not have that same moral compass. She was dead inside very early in the show.
Yeah.
So it did not mean, like, Bertolt and Reiner was going through it.
Yeah, they're just like, she was, the conflict within. And she's like, what conflict? Kill all of them. She was my favorite. And when they put her, like, they had her just contained in that rock for so long, I was like, get my girl out.
Forever.
Get Annie back.
That's what I was feeling. Armin was over there pillow talking her for years. I mean, it was craziness. And then she came out and was like, yeah, man, what's up? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
heard
hungry.
All that. I heard all that.
I'm going to eat a piece of pie. Like, I connected with her on a cellular level when she was like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten in years. So, yeah, I got to go female Titan because she was the most interesting to me.
I think for me, the Beast Titan was the first time like a Titan was revealed. And I was like, what is happening now? Like the first time you meet the Beast Titan and you're just, and he like is picking up their ODM gear and stuff. And you're like, wait a second. He can talk. And why is he a monkey? And what? And
he was great. But the thing with him is he had no answer for Captain Levi.
No.
Every time they met up, it was not it. He was so good at, I mean, the baseball pitches,
yeah,
the intelligence, the scream, he had all that stuff. But one dude, he was like,
Oh, you again? Truly, I was like, how are you getting defeated by this one dude? Like,
Captain Levi was like, I'm gonna kill every, and then he cut his head off. I forgot.
That they had all this beef.
Captain Levi killed him there. I forgot who was who and like whose side was on whose side. So when he killed him, I forgot that was part of the plan.
Yeah, that like they
had like, no. Oh, wait. Yes. Oh.
Yep. And it's like okay, they have years of beef where he's just like Levi and Zeke have this whole thing and he's going to take him out. And it's just like, oh, right. Cause he like killed his whole like army with the rocks that he was crushing.
Yes.
And that's the one time I was like, I truly don't know how they're gonna beat the Beast Titan. And then the answer was just like, oh, just leave
one,
just
leave one person, just him. That's all you need.
Actually.
And the Beast Titan's face when he looked to the side and there was no Titans on the side of it, he just seen Captain Levi. He was like, oh my god, it's my high school bully.
Yeah, well, he truly is just like, oh my, not this guy. And I'm just like, he's just,
and he like never learned how to fight him. He died.
Yeah,
he just gets killed.
He just gets killed, and it's never like, oh, he gets the best of Levi at any point.
It's not even close. He never had none of his stuff worked.
Like, in fact, most of Levi's injuries are when people are like, Levi, just like chill out for a minute. He's like, no, I'm gonna keep fighting.
His most of the stuff is he stuck those thunder spears into Zeke. If he would just cut his arms off one at a time every once in a while, he wouldn't even be hurt then. Yeah. He did not think Zeke was going to do that.
He didn't.
That was an audible. He was like, okay, I was unfamiliar with your game. I didn't know you had that capability.
He got
saved by the other Titan though, but otherwise that was unexpected.
Yeah.
He was like, ooh, you got me on that one.
You did get me there.
But also like, and so Captain Levi was great, but then Kenny didn't have really nothing. Like, he was Captain Levi's mentor.
Yeah.
So that little arc, I was
all of that stuff with the Ackermans. I was like, that's one of the reparts where I'm like, wait, you need to explain this to me again.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were going a little fast right there.
They moved a little quickly there because I was like, okay, so Levi lived in the underground. But his mom died, so he was raised by his uncle, but didn't know it was his uncle and was told he was an orphan. And what? And then he did, but the Ackermans have magic blood that just makes them really good at things.
There's a lot of information all at once.
And that's why Mikasa and Levi are so good at fighting. And it was just like, what?
And that's why Mikasa's always with Eren. Cause I was like, girl, what? Cause y'all not like, what does he have on you?
Right.
You are relentlessly in love with this man, and he treats you like crap. This is not a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah.
You don't have to be going through this.
No, girl.
But now it's her blood.
It's
her blood won't let her.
It's in the Ackerman blood. That's why.
Until it's not, though, when she cuts his head off.
Yeah, when she cuts his head off she leans into the other part of her blood, which is that she's like a princess or something from that other island.
It was a lot, man. That was, I was like, whew. I have to catch up some of this stuff. I can't catch it all in real time.
Yeah, that was the stuff.
But it was all worth it.
Okay, let me go read the like Attack on Titan wiki pages because I'm a little lost.
That's the thing I liked at the end. I really didn't know what would happen until it happened.
Yeah.
And because the show was the way it was, I was like, maybe Eren kills the whole world for real. Like maybe, I mean, he got really close.
He did.
I mean, he had four small towns left on Earth, and he was like, all right, y'all lucky.
I think they said at the end he got to like, what, like 87% or something?
80% of humanity?
At that point, it's like, you may as well just swipe the board, man.
You won a long time ago.
Like, and what was he? What did you leave? Like the poles, north and like south? Like, because it seemed like all of the places where people lived were taken care of.
1,000%. It was craziness, but definitely worth it.
Oh, so worth it. So worth it. TV, I say.
are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are golden retrievers. Which means Tubi is more popular than using meat-flavored toothpaste. More popular than never figuring out what W-A-L-K spells. More popular than kicking your leg when a human rubs your belly just right. Tubi, it's more popular than golden retrievers. See you in there.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
What did you think of the final moment we get with Aaron, where he's like sitting with Armin and explaining, you know, all of what happened and how he always knew this would be? And it's a little like, well, then did it have to go this way? Did it?
So it reminded me of Doctor Strange when he was like, this was the only way, you know, Tony. It reminded me of that. And also the way he was just so despondent. You felt like he tried everything else and he knew that he had to do this. And that was like the only moment where he had like a little slice of humanity left.
Yeah.
Even though they're standing in an ocean of blood, literally.
Literally an ocean of
blood. Like, if you don't look down.
It's beautiful. You know, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful view. Don't look down. And he's just like, yeah, I did all of that. Yeah, I killed like 90% of humanity. Yeah, I did it. Anyway.
But, and this is still what I like. It's like at the core of it, what these characters struggle with is like, how far would you go to protect the ones you love?
Yeah.
Like, what would you do if you thought that was what you had to do? And I don't know. I love my family tremendously. Like, I don't know if I'm kill 80% of humanity love.
I can't say that I would do that.
I might kill a person or two. I definitely could kill a lot of zombies. Yeah,
definitely a lot of zombies. Definitely a lot of like weird human monster things. I could kill them for my family. When you're like, oh, am I going to set loose a monster on like a refugee camp of Marlians? Maybe not.
That's probably where I might draw the line. Yeah. I mean, I feel like my family would understand. They like, man, you can't kill innocent. I mean, the baby was in red. You want to kill the baby for me? Like,
come on. Like,
you know that, but I love my, I might do some damage, but 80% is a lot.
And like, that's also, it's just even worse because like they have Aaron go to Marley and like the kid at the beginning of the last season who's like, I don't want to leave my money, and they see the closet. Yes. Like, that's one of the, that's the kid that Aaron like had a little talk with and was like, enjoy life, man. Just enjoy your family and enjoy life,
buddy.
I'm
gonna kill you in two episodes.
He's truly like, cause I see, I'm gonna step on you. I'm literally gonna step on you and your family, but enjoy today. Enjoy today. And I was just like, Aaron is
so
a psychopath.
Morbid. He really was like, hey there, squirt. You know what, man? The sun will come out tomorrow. But next Thursday, I will kill you.
But you are going to be there.
And I'm sorry about
that's,
that.
Yeah.
But today, though, huh? Have a lick of that ice cream.
You have fun. And he's like, and I even saved you from getting beaten up. But you know, huh? Probably should
I
just let him kill you then. Because the way I'm going to take you out is going to be a lot worse. It's going to hurt.
They weren't even going to murder you. But I'm going to crush you. And everybody,
and
you
everybody
know.
You know, as y'all flee up to the mountains, it doesn't matter.
You'll never be able to run fast enough. I am so sorry, and I really am torn up about the whole thing.
Part of me was like, if you had like a deep basement, could you just go under and then wait for them to pass and then go back up and be like,
I
okay.
feel like because they not like, I mean, they're heavy,
yeah,
but they were just leaving footprints on the sand.
In the sand, yeah.
That whole underground might have been safe, but that was on Paradis. Everybody else didn't know about all that.
They didn't know that. They didn't know. They didn't have the technology to fight the Titans.
And also, where do you go when people are crushing the whole world? Like, there's nowhere. You can't fly. You can't drive.
Like, where are you going to land? What you going to... Come on.
You're done.
Like, when they all got on the train, I was like, what do you think? They can't step on a train? Like, what? Okay. It's just...
Like, we got to get to the middle.
I'm just like, I don't know, y'all. I think, like, I don't, they walk through the oceans too. So I really don't.
I mean, they were swimming.
Yes. They were
dog. It's over. It's over, bro. Like, if I'm there, and I say this all the time, I tell my family, there's a lot of things I can do for y'all, but in a zombie apocalypse or things like that, it's over, buddy. Yeah. I can tell you right now, all my skills occur in normal world circumstances. Yep. Apocalyptic circumstances, I don't know how to garden. I'm not making fire.
No.
And if Titans are coming to destroy us, we are going to die.
Yep. We just all hold hands and...
Let's hold hands like the end of Toy Story 3.
And listen, and I don't know, say some kind words to each other because the end is here. We aren't making it. Sorry.
We had a good run as a family. Remember that time we went to Disneyland, kids? Like, think about that.
Think about the good times because it's over now. And then, like, when they show the people who survived in Marley afterwards and they're, like, living in tents and stuff, I was like, well, that seems horrible.
It's awful.
Like, Levi is in a wheelchair and has an eye patch and is just like, I don't know, we have some candy. Like, I'm like, what are y'all even eating? How are you, like, what do you have? Because I know the people on Parody are not shipping out any sort of exports or food or anything.
My God. No, man, we killed y'all. We're not finna help.
Like, they're all just
Jaegers. The Jaegers are still here. Yeah. We're not...
That's the one thing nobody took care of was, oh, hey, we left our island full of Jaegerists who actually want everyone still to die. And they've just gotten worse, actually. And now Aaron is actually just a hero. And yeah,
he's a martyr to them. It's just not ideal circumstances.
And then that's why we get the end clip of the war continuing and it all just keeps cycling. Yes. Anything else?
And I love it.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about Attack on Titan?
I really, so this might sound like sentimental or whatever, but I don't mean it to be. I'm really super interested in the fact that as a 40-year-old man, I found one of my favorite shows at 40 that had existed for 10 years. Like, you never, like, that's why, like, living life is great because you don't even know who you'll be. You could give me $100 million. I could have never guessed that I would have found anything. And I wasn't even an anti-anime person.
Yeah.
I stopped watching after Dragon Ball Z and, like, I never came in contact with it again.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm open. I love it.
It's like, if I hear people talking about something like the Blue Eyed Samurai, I'll check it out. But
exactly how I got back in. Yeah. Like, somebody I know who doesn't watch anime, he was like, yo, I don't even watch anime. And I know I've been following him on Twitter for like 10 years. He was like, yo, this show's really good. And he's like, not for anime. Like, this is comparable to stuff I've been watching just period.
Yeah.
And I said, hold up. So like at 40, I'm like, there's this whole world that existed that people have been enjoying and fanning out. And I'm aware of like cons and stuff, but it's just like, it's like hockey. Like, I know hockey exists, there, but I don't but like, care like that.
Yeah, I couldn't
it's
name even a like team hockey for probably. You or, yeah, or anybody like, who plays it, but I know they're doing their thing over there. But yeah, it just was for me too, like a late find that I fell in love with. I was so happy to have all those episodes. And then they played me with the final season, part 1A, part 1B. And then it was 2 years of just like, when will this end?
So a couple of my friends don't like Attack on Titan. And the reason they don't is because of that.
Yep. Yeah.
They're like, I was so invested and like the delays and the like how they were released. Like, and I get it. I really would have been legit pissed off.
Yeah.
But for me, that was not my.
You didn't have that issue.
I was like, everything's available to me. And I literally started it like 1 month after it ended.
Yeah.
And people were like, you get to see the whole thing. Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
Like, I didn't know that was an option. Okay. Like, I binged it. And then I had to wait. And then finally that day when the final episode was up on Crunchyroll and I was like, finally. And I opened and Crunchyroll crashed.
It
crashed. And nobody could get it to work for like 4 hours. People had to use like Funimation. People were using illegal uploads.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, I have waited a year and a day.
I would have been pissed.
I was pissed.
I would have been
like,
pissed.
As soon as I watched, I deleted Crunchyroll in every app because I was just like, I can't believe you guys. Fate, how do you botch this? You knew this was the one thing that everybody was
and it was like years in between seasons.
Years.
That's a lot to ask for. And that's what I'm saying. Some of my people who loved it were like, I haven't even finished it because I was just so pissed off. I was like, they'll never get me again. Corporate greed. And I was like, oh, hey, take it easy.
Yeah, no.
Like, it was a lot.
Yeah, no.
But I hate, man. Like, that ain't my testimony.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to see how it ends. But I...
Right.
I am upset. But also, I did come in a little later. So, like, I think the biggest gap of time was between seasons 3 and 4, maybe. And yeah, so, like, I didn't have to wait that. I think that was the delay that really pissed fans off. And I came in after that and was like, oh, it's not so bad just waiting a year.
I came in like, as soon as I hit next, it's available.
You had it all. Well, I am so glad we got to talk Attack on Titan.
Thank you for having me. This was outstanding. I had a great time.
I'm just realizing you got the Scout Regiment shirt on right now. Special Ops Squad. Yes.
Our hearts and souls to the cause.
I'm going to share some quick homework watch list stuff for you guys that you want to check out this week. Maybe you're watching some of this. Obviously, you got to go watch Churchy on BET Plus.
Go do it.
Come on. I'm also going to be watching Survivor, which premiered last week, and I'm in it. I'm in, you guys. Matt convinced me last week. I'm going to watch Survivor for the first time in 20 years, maybe? I'm in.
Wow.
Yeah, they got me. I'm going to need you guys to watch Love is Blind because we got our last two episodes before the reunion. And let's talk about Chelsea and how she is insane, please. So please catch up on Love is Blind because what is going on with that girl? Why is she yelling at that man for going to a birthday party for an hour? But also, I need you to catch up on Traitors and Couple to Thruple on Peacock. I'm giving you a lot of reality shows this week, but you know, everything else, well, what do we got? You know, Curb Your Enthusiasm? Yeah, sure, go watch that too, but you're already doing it. So just make sure you watch Couple to Thruple and Traitors. It's coming to an end soon. And what do we think is going to happen on Traitors? They left us on a great cliffhanger last week with MJ casting the final ballot to either put out Peter Phaedra. We don't know how it goes. We don't know. I'm praying Phaedra makes it through, but who knows with MJ? She is one of the dumbest people in the house. So we'll see. That's your watch list this week. That's all I got for you. Kev, where can people follow you? I'm sure they already probably follow you, but tell them again.
Kev on Stage on every platform except TikTok. Somebody parked my name there.
TikTok.
Shout out to you, jerk. It's Kev on Stage TikTok on there. But yeah, Kev on Stage everywhere else that you might be except Snapchat, because I mean, I have a name there, but I don't be snapping. We can't do it.
Apparently it's coming back.
Apparently my kids be on it.
Yeah,
but that tells me to why.
But that's I don't need to be it. That's them. They can bring it back. They can have fun.
Absolutely. Everything ain't for everybody. I'm okay with that.
Kev, thank you for joining me.
All right.
And everybody, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode.
TVISA with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode.
TVISA with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Abby Aguilar, produced by Anita Flores, executive produced by Amelia Chapelo, and our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TVISA. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.